Hey everyone, welcome in. This is Matt, and it is just me today. I don't have my daughter with me, who would normally be recording these podcasts with me, because I went and saw the movie Flight Risk, and I saw it on my own because she was not able to go, and it was about to leave the theater, so I actually had to go to a matinee to go watch this. And I have to tell you, I had a great time. I really enjoyed this movie, and I was not, I had some apprehensions about it because I did see that there was quite a bit of negative reviews, and the movie had not been out that long, and it's about to leave the theater. So I was not expecting a whole lot, and I came out of this movie absolutely thrilled with, you know, the film overall as an experience. So if you have any doubt or hesitation about whether you should go see this, I don't know how long it's going to keep playing. And if you have not seen it yet, I'd highly recommend that you go check out the movie Flight Risk. I was really kind of enjoying the whole experience all the way through that film from beginning to end. And that's kind of rare now with most of the films that are coming out. I don't. Usually there's some kind of a hang up with them, some kind of a drop off in the film. And this, I did not experience that at all. I had a lot of suspense all the way through that movie, and it really kept my attention. And it's not very long, I don't think. I'd have to look at what the actual runtime is, but it does not feel long at all. And it is really an enjoyable, and like I said, it was really enjoyable for me. I highly recommend that you go check it out. I did actually give it 5 stars on the Fandango app because I really enjoyed it that much. And again, I don't generally rate movies that typically that high. I just don't. So I can do, I'll probably have some spoilers in this as I talk. I'm not going to make this real long, but I want to give that high level overview at the beginning, right up front, so that you knew, hey, you know, if you have not seen it and you want to go see it, then stop listening now. go watch it and then come back and you can finish the review after you've seen it. But I'm telling you, it's worth it. Even as a date movie, you just want to go solo like I did. You want to go with a group of guys, whatever. You're going to have a great time. Mark Wahlberg. Excellent. So let's talk about the actors. I'm not a big actor guy, so I don't like look at films and go, I'm going to go watch because this actor's in it. I really don't pay that much attention. I recognize certain actors when I'm seeing the movie or watching it, but I really don't. I don't pay much of attention as far as I want to go see it because of this particular actor. I did enjoy Mark Wahlberg in this. I knew he was in it, but that's the only person I knew. And then I had a very pleasant surprise at the end when it showed who directed this film, and it was Mel Gibson. I was really surprised. I had no idea that Mel Gibson was the director. I did not realize that. And so he did a great job. I mean, now if you're unaware, this film takes place pretty much entirely on an airplane. And, you know, films like that can definitely have drawbacks when everything's like compressed into an area and you're not going different places, and it can actually end up hurting it. But I did not get that experience at all. I felt like it was completely well done as far as, you know, maintaining the use of space and where it was actually filmed. I think, you know, overall, that did not impact it at all. In fact, I think it was completely fine. Mark Wahlberg did a great job. I'm looking right now at the cast. I had to pull it up just to see who was in it. Michelle Dockery was in it, and Topher Grace. And I recognized him. I didn't know his name, but I recognized him. I did not recognize Michelle Dockery. And I did not realize this. You don't see her, but Leah Remini, I don't know if that's how you say her name, but she was one of the voices. So they have one of the ladies on the phone that the agent is talking to is her, but you never see her. You just hear her voice. So the acting was excellent. The story was good. And you kind of knew the story just from the previews. You know that they're transporting this witness on this airplane. And you know that he's basically in protective custody and that they're going to, you kind of know this from the previews. I'm not spoiling anything that Mark Wahlberg is actually come after him. So he plays the bad guy in this. And like I said, I think he did a great job. I think all three of these actors did an incredible job. And I think the screen, the script, the screenplay was well done. And the action in it was just right. I mean, so you have, in something like this where you have a compressed lot of stuff happening in a small space, you tend to have a lot of stuff that happens that you're like, oh, is this really happening? I mean, it starts to go beyond belief, basically. And I never really experienced that. Yes, I mean, they do some stuff where she, they could have had an extra hit or an extra, let's make sure he's down, but I never got the experience of like, oh, I can't believe that that they didn't do this or this, where you have to suspend your sense of belief to like the film, basically. I'm looking at the rating right now on Google. It's 53% like this movie. I don't understand it. I haven't read any of the reviews, so I have no idea what people were complaining about. But I'm definitely in that upper percent that like the film. Looking right now, the budget is 25 million. I don't know how this thing has performed at the box office. I don't think it's done very well. Hopefully, it made its money. Because, like I said, it's definitely worth a watch to go see. So I've kind of talked about the actors in it. I thought they did great. I did feel a lot of suspense. As far as usually the way I tend to like a movie is whether I get an emotional impact from it. Like if I get, I feel like I'm being involved or I've got a feeling, emotional feeling that's created. And I did get an emotional feeling created by the suspense that was in this. I really felt a lot of suspense, watching this. And like I said, I never got bored with it. I literally kind of had my arms kind of held holding on to the armrest at parts of the movie. And I was overall very happy with even the ending. I thought was well done. And I think they did a great job. I'm trying not to repeat a lot of the stuff I say. I apologize. This is my first time trying this out. But I'm gonna keep it kind of short so that I don't keep talking over myself and repeating a lot of the things I said, but I did want to cover, overall, definitely rated this movie high. Really enjoyed the performances, the acting. I really enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the entire action sequence. By default, I am a action movie guy. I do love action movies. I do love horror movies. So any of those that's right in my genre where I enjoy. So take that, for what it is. I mean, I do kind of come at it from a from that lens or that perspective. And I wish my daughter had seen it with me because normally she is here and viewing the movies with me, and she is not an action movie person. But I think that she would have enjoyed this, even not being a fan of action movies. I think that this was there's enough compressed in the short enough time where it wasn't overdone, and you could follow this. The movie, and you knew what was going on, and you kind of felt involved in the film. You wanted the person to win. You didn't want them to die, and you just were, wanted it to end successful. And I think that you'll be thrilled with this movie if you go check it out. So that's it. We're coming up on 10 minutes. I'm probably going to keep these in the, generally 15 minute range. Normally my daughter will be here. We can talk back and forth, and that'll give us more, content to kind of go back and forth. We get two perspectives. So it might run closer to 20 minutes. Anyway, if you have not seen it, I want you to go see Flight Risk. It's in theaters right now, but probably leaving soon. So you better go check it out before it leaves. Thanks for joining us on this, my first recording, and hopefully a lot more to come. Make sure you bookmark this show. Subscribe or follow, and we're planning on doing this at least weekly, and we'll go over some of the movies that we watch as we exit the theater. Thanks a lot. Bye.